Before we start Daf Gimel Amud Beis, let us just complete the Tosfos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Veli Nire, the Shaila is what is Pshat in Rav Ovin B'Shem Rabbi Loi. Rashi had said Pshat that Rav Ovin held that it's not a klal. The Gemara says it's not a klal prata klal. So Shaila is what is it? So Rashi says it has a din of a klal or prat. And therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Ovin, so the Torah asad only zriye, so you can't know charishim. The linirim, the whole aim of the Rabbi Ovin, amar Rabbi Loi, kozel b'chiyagav. This is pshat. Number one, the leka oche elo klal or prat. There's only a klal or prat. That has no shaykhis at all with Rabbi Ovin. It's only a klal or prat. Why? The klal basra lechoshiv, given thy klal, because this klal is in a different posik. Vechoshiv, bechlal hamaruchik zemizet, a klal hamaruchik zemizet, which doesn't make a klal prat a klal, given lehave bechadko, since it is not in one posik. Tochim buchach, vepere kama de psochim. Ike leman da omar kiven dabe betrei kroi loy mitstarfi lemehevi klal oprata klal, since then to psukim it doesn't become a klal prata klal. Vachinami loy havi elo klal oprat. See, it's also a klal oprat. So without Rav Ovin, a filler would be a klal, if would have it in of a normal klal oprat, it's only a klal oprat because the klal basra is meruch. Vachochi, let us see the Girsa Sabach. V'ochi Isa Girsa Beperish Rabbein Chananel. Chad Omar Loike, the one that says Loike, Sovolo Ke Rabbi Loi. He holds like Rabbi Loi. Unfakel. If you hold Loike, you hold like Rabbi Loi. Dein in Eden Bechlal HaPrat. Doesn't have it in a Klal HaPrat, since the Prat is Allah and the Klal is an Asay. Kiven Da Prat Beloi Sasem. So a Prat Bottle baklal bimkoimay oimen. So it doesn't have a din of a klal prat. A klal doesn't have a din of a klal a prat. No ha prat bottle baklal bimkoimay oimen. So lechayre, this means we mentioned that the Ritva says that here it is a din of kol dovo sheyotze min a klal loyla lamed al atzma yotze al lamed al klal kula yotze. That means, if it had a din of a klal or prat, so then the din is that ain bechlal ela mashe beprat. So the prat is explaining what the klal is all about. But if it does not have a din of a klal or prat, so then there's a din of a kol dov shoyim bechlal v'yotzim in a klal, loy le lamed al atzmo yotze, lamed al klal kulo yotze. So ha prat bottle, so now the haloche, it says that there's a lav by the prat. Before we had an essay. There's an essay of shvisa. Now there's a lav by the prat. Ha prat bottle, that means that to say that the lav is only by the prat, that's wrong. Vaklal bim koimoy oime. That means whatever it says by the prat applies to the whole klal. So the lav of shviyas applies by all hilchas shviyse, not only by zriya. So therefore, it would apply if for lebachrisha also. Lefikahoma kol achayrish b'shviyas loike. Chadoma achayrish b'shviyas einay loike. Loisava lohoda rabbi loi. Doesn't know like rabbi loi. Aladoni noisoi bechlal oprat. He holds it's a klal oprat. Hani emi dechine loi. Vido ye. So that's what the Gemara wanted to say. The Dochilon, the Gemara's matter, the Kula Islu, the Rabbi Loi. Everyone holds like Rabbi Loi. Manda Omar Loike Shapir. Because it's not a Klal Oprat. Manda Omar Eini Loike. Bechdeiz Mire Bechlal Zriye Betzire Bechlal Ktzire. So why did the Torah have to tell us that Yochayiv and Zmirem Betzire? If we'll say that here's a din of dova sheyotzim leklal ef olalamed al leklal kula yotzo, so all malachis are chayiv belav. So why does he have to specify zmira betzira? So hakolchach is, so that proves that but dafke, so here the gilui akodet, you don't say lelamed al haklal kula yotze. It's only on these things that that the Torah was mefaret, that the Torah specified. Bimavshach loimel. So Matthias says that's a very good ha'ore. So what is the svore of the man, the omar, that holds that you are like a bacherisha? So why did the Torah specify Zmire and Betzire? Bimavshach loimel. Laman da omar loike. Amai kosev rachmonem. Zmira Betzire, Shemakasov, Alav Yisere, it comes for Alav Yisere. That you get twice Malkus. That means, I think Taisus means that fellow with one Hasra, for one Hasra, so if the Lav is Shvise, there's a Lav on Shvise and Shviyas. So every malach is an isser of shvisa. So if you give one asro and he does 20 malachis, so he was over one isser of shvisa, that there's a lav on that isser. But since the Torah was mefaret, there's a lav on zmir and a lav on zriye, so if you do zmire and zriye, you'll get two times malchus. Inami kasava kerem is soda lahavi yalef. You can't learn out bachlal kerem from soda. Il kahutzal hamichta vein besoda vein bekerem. And daf gimel amet beis, the top of the yomet. Ki also ravdimi oma. Yochel yulke al hatoisvet. Ravdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to chut to Bovel. And he said over a maima, which he himself did not understand what it meant. But he heard this in Eretz Yisrael, Yochel Yilkala Taisvitz, that he should get Malkus on Taisvitz. V'nosev lo Talmud leptura, and there was a limud that said, you don't get Malkus, you're potter for Malkus. This he had heard in Eretz Yisrael. And he also said, V'lo yadano my Talmud, I don't know what the limud was. Or my Taisvus, I don't know what the Taisvus is, but he heard a shtik teire, he has it in ein, he didn't know what he's talking about, but he had teire in Eretz Yisrael, so told it over to the Bnei Bovel, and they'll figure out exactly what this limud is speaking about. Is Rabbi Lozer Omar, Rabbi Lozer said, pshat in this maimer is as follows. Charishe, we had heard, yesterday we had learned Amachlohira Machlikis, Rabbi Lozer and Rabbi Yochanan, if there is Malkus and Charishe in Shviyas. And let us just say one Mahalach, the way Rashi learns Pshat, the second Mahalach in the Gemara, that Be'emeson in Shviyas is a Klal Prat a Klal. It says, it starts off, there's a klal that says, Shabbos, Shabbos, and Yeloret, that's a klal. Then it says, Protim, Leisizra, Leisizmer. Then there's another klal, Shna, Shabbos, and so there's a klal, Prata, klal. So therefore, so we should learn that from the klal, Prata, klal, just like Zriyim. Zabaydis, Akar, can it's also, so Harisha should also be also. And that's the svar of the man, the yomar, that holds that you like on Charisha, even though the only says leisizra, leisizma, leisivtze, but it's a klal prat a klal, so we learn that you also like on Charisha. Then we had a svar in the Gemara that a kochach is not a klal prat a klal, because if it would be a klal prat a klal, so why did the Torah have to specify zmire, ptzire, ktzire? I mean, if the gedder is avodas hakarkis, I could figure out from zri alone. Why do you need zmire, the leisizmer, and leisivtzer, and leisivtzer? So kolchoch, the protim, what the Torah was mefaret, if the Torah found it necessary to mefaret certain protim vices, only these protim are osur, and anything else is mutter. So that was one mahalach in the Gemara, that is the machloikis of Rabbi Lozor and Rabbi Yochanan. That the one who holds this malchus, he holds this a klal prata klal. Why do you need to do all these protim? So Tosfos Taka says, maybe it's lalavi yaseiri. And the other man, the Yoma, says, since there are these protim, so that kufa is a raya, that it's not a klal prata klal. So Rabbi Lozor said over here, that this maima that Rav Dimi said over is speaking about this nekuda. It's speaking about the nekuda if charisha is osur or not. Now let's see in a bit. Rav Loza omar charisha, that the Tosfos that they were speaking about was charisha. That means in the pasuk it doesn't mention that one is loika on charisha. So loisizra, loisizma. So they wanted to say Yochel Yilka al HaTosfos, al HaTosfos, that we will give Malkus an Charisha, which is not Mefurish Bekor, but you're like on that also. Bochikoma, Yochel Yilka al Charisha, the Osim Miklal of Prata Klal. That was the Havamine. Venosiv Lei Talmud Lepturim. And then they brought a raya that you potter on charisha din ken kolani proti lomali. That if there is a true klal prata klal, so why did the Torah have to write all the protim of zmire and tzire? It's a raya that it is not a klal. That's a gilui that you cannot darshan a klal prata klal. Let us see Rashi. Ki also ravdimi me eretz yisrael lebovo. Oma. He said, Shomis, I heard the Omri Beretz Yisrael, Yochel Yilkala Tosfos. Vishomis, and I heard the Nosi Velei Talmud Eliptur. There was a Havamin, you should be Loikan Tosfos. And then they brought a Raya Yepota for Malkus. Velei Yadana, I don't know my Tosfos Velei Ptur. I don't know what the Tosfos is speaking about and what the Ptur was. So Rabbi Loza said, Charisha Bishvies. This is speaking about Charisha Bishvies. Lahochi kari lei taisus. Why is this called taisus? Lei nafik ikre mina taire. Because the ikre isa of charisha does not say beferish in the taire, al miklala prat, temrine leel. Venosif talmud ele pture, ke temrine hani in, that only those malochis which are tevo mefaret, the im kain, because if you'll say the aviloki that is loika on charisha, and there's a true klal prato klal, konani proti, the porot behedye, dosa b'shviyiz, zriye, v'zimur, k'tzire, b'tzire, lomoli, because of Rachmon, why does the Torah have to be mefaret all these protim, alo lemeimre, da'ahanachu, da'loike, sh'amino, acharishe, lo'iloke. Let us see Tosfos, Rabbi Lozo, oim acharishe. Is so we had before, we had mentioned, it was a machlikis, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lozor, if you like it by Shviyas, or if you're not, if you like it, Bacharisha by Shviyas or not. We didn't have who holds what. So Machaira Taisis found a Metziah. Here Rabbi Lozor said that, he said, Pshat and Rabdim is Maimah. But if you have a meaning, you should be loika on charisha b'shviyas. And then they came to the conclusion, you're not loika b'charisha in shviyas. So we see if that Rabbi Lozor holds, he's the Amir that holds, you're not loika. So Taisa says, maho leka lemeimel tistayim, the Rabbi Lozor le'el da omar ainu loika. Rabbi Lozor was the one that said ainu loika. The ikala meima, the Rabbi Lozor loishmi lehoda oma lekamon the tiru tois v'shviyis. That means later Rabbi Yochanan says a different shat in this memory of Rabbi Dimi. So it could be Rabbi Lozor did not hold of Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. Loishmi le the Bach says loishvirale. He didn't hold Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in Rabbi Dimi. Hilka. So Rabbi Yochanan's pshat doesn't make sense. The only other pshat we can say in Rav Dimi is this pshat. Hilkach ava omahochi. So, Mestamah, this is what Rav Dimi held. The lack of the forish milsad Rav Dimi ala b'charisha. That means if Rav Yechanan's pshat he doesn't hold, so this has to be pshat in Rav Dimi. אבל לדידי עושה ולויקה, ולוי סבירה לי. But it could very well be that he personally, in Eretz Yisrael, they held you not like it. And so he's just telling Avdimi, this is what you heard in Eretz Yisrael. I personally hold you all like it. So that's why there's no raya bechlal from this perish of Rabbi Lozor, that Rabbi Lozor is the one that holds Eino like it. Inami, the kivin, the ise behedye, ki hach de la'el b'mili d'chi, Shetesha says maybe the other way around. Here it's often that Rabbi Lozor holds that you are like it, that you're not like it, ki hach de la'el b'mili d'chi, and it's also like metistayim. Dein derech hashash loy metistayim b'dova ha-mepoyrish b'hedye kol kach. Here it says klol that Rabbi Lozor holds that ain't a like it, and the male of the Gemara didn't have to make an asik about it. It's klol that Rabbi Lozor is the one that holds ain't a like it. This is how Rabbi Lozor learned pshat in the memra of Rabbi Dimi. Rabbi Yechanan Omar, Rabbi Yechanan said, Yomim shehoisifu chachomim lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That's what Radimi said, Yochel Yilke al HaTaisvis. What Taisvis are we speaking about? Yomim Shehoisifu Chachomim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. The Chachomim were Moisif Yomim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That means the Chachomim were Moisif Azman, that you're not allowed to do Avodas HaKarka Erev Shviyit. והוכי קומה יוכל יולקה על תויסוויס ראש השונה. That means that he's telling Abdimi that the Havamini יוכל יולקה על התויסוויס is speaking about תויסוויס שביעית. שישיס הנכנסס לשביעית. The Osye, I would think we learn out מבחורש ובקוצר תשפוי. We'll understand these Lamudim later as we progress in the sugya. I would think that Mibachori Shebekotzer Tishpais, that this is a Makoyer, that is a din of Taisve Shviyit. And I would think from this Posek is a Giloi that you like it. Nosiv lo Talmud lifture. So we brought a Raya that you're not like it. You're part of a Malka. And the Gemara will specifically explain this later, what the Havamina was, and what the Makor was that you're not Chayiv Malkus. Let us see what Rashi says. Yomim shelifnei Rosh Hashanah shel Shviyit. That Yomim lifnei Rosh Hashanah shel Shviyis shehu tois, not amzei Rosh Hashanah shel Shviyis shehu tois viz ala Shviyis, that these are Yomim which are ahisofa and Shviyis. I would think the osi mi bechorish ubekotzer ki the omar lekamon. The Gemara says later im eine inyan leShviyis, it says bechorish ubekotzer tishbois. So the Posse cannot be talking about Shviyit. Shereksiv sod cholei sizra v'kaum b'cholei sizra ma'heveri lavin ha'melech ha'shviyit. Ne'yu le'inyin shishiv she'nichnas le'shviyit. The Rishash is good, it's the b'shish is not me'yotza. That shishiv is also awesome. The others, Tachmagers, Diche Shviyas, it's like Shviyas, to make it at the base of Chof, Vinami Yosef. And it'll also be Yosef. So that would be the Hava Amine. Kedibinu Lameima Lekamon, Gomar Shabbos Shabbos, and Mishabbos Bereishis. From here we see there's no Din Taishvus. Now, we have a whole sugi to go through, but just to understand the Ivre of this Maimer, of Rav Dimi's Maimer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that be a Hava Mine that there will be Malkis and Teisvish Shviyis, because it says, Bechorish ubekotzer Tishbois. So there's a big problem over here. Bechorish ubekotzer Tishbois is a mitzvah sasei. So how would you be like it, Bechlau? Why should you be like it? So the Ritva learns Pshat, that it means Makis Malkis. That's what the Ritva says. And Taisus learns Pshat, it's Malkis the Raisa. How we get Malkis the Raisa, that we'll see in Taisus. But Al Kaponim, these are two Mahalchim in the Ivra of the Gemara to understand what the Havamina was a service. The Havamina should be Malkis the Raisa, or there should be Makis Mardis, and Kamash Malon does not. Now, my yomim shalifnei Rosh Hashanah. Now, what are the yomim shalifnei Rosh Hashanah that we're speaking about? So the Gemara says, "Kedisnan ad mosai chershin b'stei ilon erev shviyis." Till when is one permitted to be chayrish nasode ilon erev shviyis? Beishamai oimrim kozman sheyofel lepeik. That means, Kozman, that this Chavisha will enhance the Peri of Shishis, so that's a Chavisha for Shishis. So that you're allowed to be Chayish. Ubeisilul Oimrim Ad Ha'ateret, and Beisilul says, you permitted to be Chayish till Shavuos. So Kroivim Divrei Eilu Liyos Kedivrei Eilu. And then the Mishnah says, the emissin between Beishamai and Beisilu is a very small amount of time. That means, Kozman Sheyofel Aperi is a little bit before Shavuos. And Beisilu says Shavuos, so Beisilu was Mekel, a day, 2 days, whatever it is. So, but that's the Machlokes. By Asdei Ilam, one is permitted to be Chayrish till Shavuos time. Let us see Rashi. Kol zman sheyofer lepeiri, kloima. Kol zman shecharishe yofer lepeiris shegodlu b'shishis. I mean, chish is always good for the peiris which are here, for the peiris which will grow. Chish is a wonderful thing. No, kloima. Kol zman shecharishe yofer lepeiris shegodlu b'shishis. That the Chirisha will enhance the Gidl of the Shishis the Kepedis. The Hainu Nami Korob Latseres. This man is a little bit close, it's close to Shavuos. Avamikam Ve'elach Loi. But after this man, you're not allowed to be Chirish. Avikimisakin Peirish for you. Now the Chirisha is now not for Peirish Shishis. The Peirishish is whatever they are the Chirishes, Leimal, Leimayrit. So this Chirishe is a, will enhance the Peirish that grows Shviyat. So that's called a Chirishe for Shviyat. That already is awesome. So you're only permitted to be Chirish when the Chirishe is Letzerich Shishes, not Letzerich Shviyat. And we're talking about Bishona Hashish. That is by Esdei Ha'ilah. Now the Mishnah continues. Va'ad mosai, the Mishnah continues, a different Mishnah. Va'ad mosai chershin stei alovon erev shviyis. Till when is one permitted to be chayrish, a stei alovon, a soda of tvue, shal tvue Rashi says, erev shviyis. What is the zman chayrisha of a stei alovon? Mishetich lo haleicho. One is permitted to chayrish till the lachluches, the moisture in the earth is no more moisture in the earth. It comes from the kshamin. So then the then it's kozman is moisture in the earth. So this chayrishe could be the te'eles shishes. There's no moisture in the earth. So then the Chirishe is the Te'eles Shvi. Now it says, V'chol zman shibnei odom chirshim lita mikshois umidlois. Then it says, by us, we'll see there's two gilsois. כל זמן שבני אדם חרשים, או בכל זמן שבני אדם חרשים, ליטא מקשויס ומדלויס. Now let us see Rashi understand a little bit what this is speaking about. Soda lovon shotfur, shetichlo halecho, shekolin hakshomim shoshona shishis, that the rain ended, ba'adahi shaita, till that time, mahani cherisha lizriya b'shonazu, till that time, the sulach luchis in the earth, so the cherisha will help for zriya, for the shonashishis. Abo mishetich lahalecho, ein yocho lachresh, then he's not permitted to be cherish, v'merze kecherish l'tzerech shvitz, because then it looks like he's being chayrish l'tzeirah shvitz, v'haynu kol zman shibnei odom chirshim lita mikshoyz. So Rashi, number one, was not geirish v'chol zman. Now Rashi was geirish kol zman shibnei odom chirshim lita mikshoyz amidloyz. That means that this is a pirish. How does one know when the tichla halecha, what is this man of tichla halecha? That means that's kozman shnei odom chershim lita mikshoy, kozman that people are chayrish to plant mikshoy, melons, so then, or cucumbers, so then one is permitted to be chayrish. When this man ended, that's his man of tichla leicha, and if it's tichla leicha, so then one is not permitted to be chayrish anymore. Now, before we go further, I'd like just to say over a chazenish on Masechet Shviyis. The chazenish Samazai says pshat in this Mishnah. And he says, we just learned now two Mishnayos. There's one Mishnah that speaks about till when is one permitted to be Chayresh Asad Ilon. We had Shavuos time. Till when is one permitted to be Chayresh Asad Lavon. So we had a Pesazoi Tichla Aleicha, and that's the Zman Netiya of Mikshoyz. So the Chazani says as follows. Asad Ilon, he says, these two Mishnayos are speaking about two different cases. Soda Ilon, Hudavke Be'ike Ilonis. There's trees growing there. Uzman Hamagbil Ben Ho'iser Vahamuter. Now, so for your Eska Shaila, to when am I permitted to plow this field that has trees in it? Hutoli, so it depends as follows. If the Chirisha will accomplish something for the Peiris which are on the Ilon, so I'm being Chirish for the Ilon. Vim kvari giyaz man shacharisha loitashbiyach ha-Peiris, but if the time came that the Chirisha will not help the Peiris, are grown already, the Chirisha is lemal lemayr, that is the first Mishnah. That's Kozman that we said Sheyofa Leperi. Avo Sode Halovon. This Mishnah of Sode Halovon, so the Chazanish says, Ein Hanidoin Bacharisha Svivois Hazarua. We are not speaking about a similar case that you have a field full of Tvue, and who is growing and will clarify out to one I can be chayrish. The chayrish is who? If you have two growing there, muteres ad rosh hashanah. You have two here. And then it's some mele by a tree, it seems there's a certain man that the peiris grow, and the chayrish afterwards is lemal lemayrit. And the peiris grow a certain man, they're finished by shvuas or whatever. Whatever was needed to enhance the gibel by Shavuos, it's finished. So there's nothing to do further. Afterwards, you're only doing it for to be Mesakim Peir Shvi, so it's also.
So he says, but if you would have a field that's full of tvur, so you can't necessarily shall to when I'm permitted to be chayri. The whole time, this tvur, be chayri, she'll grow better. Im hu min ha-godol ad-roi she-shone ke-moi kishuim. So if you have a field of kishuim, be chayri, the whole summer, till roi she-shone. So what are we speaking about? Elo bacharishes sode bur airi. So Chazanish says, this Mishnah is speaking about you have an empty field. There's nothing here. And I'm plowing. So what's pshat? Look to Chazanish. The kolzman slay kolsa halecho adayin efshe lezoira mikshoy sheyiktelu b'shishis. That means kolzman, it's like kolsa halecho. I have an empty field. Someone looks at me, why are you plowing? What's the kasha why I'm plowing? I can still plant kishuim, so it's no kasha why I'm plowing. The hilkach, ein charishe zu bechlal taisvis. So it doesn't go into the iser of taisvis. I'm plowing because you can still plant kishuim now. Now, he says something further. Afal gav. Between you and me is no intentions of all of planting Yeshuim. He's making the Charish that it should go good and it should grow good in the Shvius. Das geht man nicht auf. So, and it's very interesting. Rashi says over here, Eini Yochel, that's Chazanish, I don't think it's saying Chidush, I think that's Mabur and Mesech Teshviz, that's Pshat. I think that's Pshat in the Loshon of Rashi also. Shetich La'alecha, Shekolen Akshomim Shoshon Hashishis, Ta'ada Hishayta Mahani Charishe, Lizriye, to plant, Lizriye Dishonazu, for the planting of this year. Now it was planted already. For planting of this year, Abu Mishetich Laleich, Eini Yochel Lachish, the Merzi Kechayrish Letzayrach Shvius, because it looks like he's being Chayrish Letzayrach Shvius. So Rashi says, Klo, that the whole Iser is, also looks like, and that Epis is also. So if Lemaise people are still planting Kishuim, so it doesn't look like. What are you looking at me for with a Chomoik? What do you mean? Why am I plowing now? He can still plant Kishuim. So it doesn't look like he's doing Letzer Shviz. So I feel like he's not doing Letzer Shviz. There's no Issa. Now, I don't understand. Now, before we had Havamikan Ve'elech by Estay Elon, he's not allowed to. Tahavi Kimisakin Peir Shviz. So there Rashi said, afterwards, if the Peiris won't get it, Bavakim is Sakim Peirishvist. And the Loshon of Rashi, it would seem that group is also, to make a Harisha to be Misakim Peirishvist. Here Rashi says it's only a Merzi. Now, if it took away the Merzi, it doesn't matter what I'm really thinking about. From the previous Rashi, it would seem that alone is also. So I don't know. I don't understand the Chazanish says, Klo, you're allowed to do it. You're allowed to be Misak and Peir Shviyas Bishishas. As long as you're not advertising it, it's permissible. But Al Kaponim, that is Pshat in this Mishnah, that, so this man of Tichle Lecho, if we're not Geiris Devov, and Rashi wasn't Geiris Devov, so it's a pirish. So pshat is that Mosai Chershin saw the love in Erev Shviz, Mishatif Lo Aleicha. When is that? Kozman Shibnei Odom Chershim Lita Mikshoyis Midlois. So that's a pirish. Kozman. Others are Geiris Devov, the Kozman. So the Ritva wants to say, if you Geiris the Kozman, that the Mishnah is saying, you're allowed to be chayrish kol zman shalei kol soleicho, v'chol zman, so the Ritva says, shafil lo kol soleicho, he could add on already, kol zman from the Odom chayrishim, lita mikshoyis, the man dechaz, he say, v'lo tzeich mikshoyis chorash. That's what the Ritva says. So that means that he says, till this man is Zichr good, and afterwards is also good. Kolzman, Vicholzman, that people plant Mekshoyis. Rab Shimon Oime, Im Kain, Nosna Teire Shir, Lachol Echot, Ve'echot B'yodai. So Rashi says, Nosna Teire Shir, Lachol Echot, B'yodai. Kloima, Nasata, Devarech, Le'shirim. Shepomim, Zechayrish, Kaidem Chaveire, Lita Mekshoyis. That means, if you're giving me a guideline of when people are Chayrish to plant Mekshoyis, so Lachayre, if I have a chazaka, whenever I planted Mekshoyis, I never planted it later than May 1st. So Mamela, I can't be Chayrish. I can only be Chayrish till May 1st. Someone else, he's a psazoi, he plants his Mekshoyis later, so he can be Chayrish later. It's very modna. Rab Shimon said that you're giving such a shia, which will vary with each person. Hello, so he gave this one shir. Besada Lovan Ada Pesa, Besada Ilon Ada Teres. The shir is the Ilon Ada Teres that we had before, and Sada Lovan is Ada Pesa. Period. The Omar Rab Shimon ben Pazi, Omar Rab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapore. Rabam Gamliel, who based dinoi nimnu al shnei prokim halogu. Now we learned already in Masechta Shviyis that there are two prokim when one is permitted to be chayrish. Stay love on Pesach, stay ilon shvuis. Am gemlil u based dinoi nimnu al shnei prokim halogu u bitlu. They were mevatel, the distant Taisvis. You're allowed to be Chayish. Omalei Rabzeire l'Rababo, v'omri lo l'Shlokish l'Abyeichanin, I don't understand. Am Gamliel u'beizdina, eichi motzi mevatli takante de Beishami Beisilu? How could they be mevatel? This is a takone Beishami Beisilu, the Tobin Kimichayish, Estailon, Estailovon, Vosnani bezn yochel avatu divrei bezn chaveirum ken godol mimendo b'chochma b'minyin. Ops, a bomba from Akashe. Ishtoimim kishochoto. So, when he heard the Akashe tak hit him, he didn't know what to answer. Omalei, eima, kach hisnu b'nei. When Beisilu and Beishamai made their takone, they made it tonight. Koloritze levato, yovei vi yevato. When they made their takone, we'll see why in Taisus later, but when they made their takone, they gave leeway. That means if in the later generations, we hold now it is not necessary to permit Charishe in the summer months before Shviyat. It's not necessary, so we asked it. If in the later generations the Chachmei Hadoyer will see that it is necessary to permit Charisha, so let them be matarit. So Mamela, that's why they were able, that's why Rabbi Gamliel of Beis Dinei was able to be matarit. Let us see Rashi, Al Shnei Prokim, the Pesach Vatzeres, Ubitlo, the Chershim Adresha, Shonda, the Umavato, these two Prokim. The Gemara says, "Takante de Shamei v'Hil, how could they be mevatel that kind of Shamei v'Hil?" The Rabbi Shimon, the Omer Ad Pesach, Ad Tzedes, behind Alibe the Beis Shamei v'Hil. The Gemara answers, "Kachisnu Shamei v'Hil, b'shas takantom." So Mamele, so that's what they were able to do. So far we had learned that there was a Pakonis. The Rabbonon of Shammai in Hillel, and they were laid in his battle through the Bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel. Rekta Gemore did who he? This whole Indian of Taisvis is at the Rabbonon, Shammai in Hillel. Halach l'moishim isinai. It's halach l'moishim isinai. ואומר רב אסי, אומר רב יוחנן, משום רב נחוניה איש בכעס בייס חרסום, עשר נטיוס הלווה וניסוך המים הלוך למוישה מסיני. והתבי הלוך אז מוכר הלוך למוישה מסיני. ונשיא רשי, דיתורי, תקנתמי, חרסון מוקה, יוד נטיוס המפוזוריס בסייך בייסו, ויהב 10 young trees, which are spread out in a base, in nun al nun, they spread out in an equal way, is chirshin kol asodik kula, that's what Rosh Hashanah says, bishvilon be'erev shviyiz ad Rosh Hashanah. You're permitted to be chayrish the whole field. I mean, it's not necessary only to be chayrish around each tree, because if you have 10 netiyas in a beiso, so they're spread out equally, so they're yainik from the whole beiso. So you permit it to be chayrish from the whole beiso. The omri hani hoil the yaldasein, since these are young trees, ika pseida yisail, it'll be a tremendous hefsin, if you don't be chayrish, kachirishim adreish hashab. Avos the Keno, and Chershim Adroi Shashon. So we hear the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, which spells out clearly that there's a din Toisvis min HaTorah. A Yalda, a young tree, you're not permitted to, a young tree, you're not permitted to be Chayish, you're all permitted to be Chayish, no tree, not. Halmed Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, hey, so what's this Eisek with Beishama and Beishilo? Barove, Bahakif HaMizbeach. Zog the Gemara weiter, Omar Rabbi Yitzchok, so Rabbi Yitzchok said as follows, Ki Gmiri, you're right, 100% right, is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, is Ki Gmiri Hilchus Shloishim Yom Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. That is true. 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, you have to make Tais V'Shviyas. Except by Yaldis, by Netiyas, that is mutter. But like this, you have to, the Chirish is also 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But also, honey, but that's a Tosis min HaTorah. We're not talking about that. But also, honey, takun mi Pesach mi Atzeres. But Shammai and Hillel may takun it. And you have to start the Tosis by Steilon, from Shavuos, by Steilon. So Pesach, va'asnu b'ditu, but they made, when they made their takonah, they said, kolorei tzolavav, or yovi v'yivav. So Mamela, so it's, bait v'sholom al Yisrael. So, and then Rabbi Gamliel came, and Hura Beis Din, it was v'vav. Zek te gemorim, Ratitais Rashi, but also Batakona did too, the Chikam Ada Pesach, Ada Tzeret. Chalaraisa Levata Yava Vivata, Ram Gamliel, the Bita lay bottle, all of me Pesach, me itself, at Shoshim of Nere Shoshone. Forget, you ask Takasha, it's not a Drabon, it's a Daraisa. The Daraisa never was Mavata, it's only Mavata, the Rabon of the Kachoke, which is to Pesach or to Shu. Frag the Gemore, this whole thing is very modern, but Hani Hilchasanino, that is din of Taisvis, is Allah Lamashim Sinai. Kroinino, it's a pasuk. The Sanya we learned, Bechorish Uve Kotzer Tishbais. Now, for us to appreciate these droshes, the Machlekes here, Rabbi Kidan, Rabbi Shmuel, we have to know what the pasuk says. We're starting at the end of a pasuk, so we won't appreciate the problem. The pasuk says as follows: Sheishes yomim pavoit, uvayoyim hashvi tishbois. So now this pasuk is speaking about 6 weekdays. Avoid is permissible. You have to be shavus on Shabbos. Now it says bechorish uvakotzer tishbois. Now this pasuk is very unclear. That means like this: the pashta dekra is going on Shabbos. You have to be Shabbos on Shabbos. What is the Shabbos on Shabbos? You have to be Shabbos בחורש ובקוצר.
That's what you have to be shavis. So, that's true. There's Lama Tess Malachi should not to do Shabbos. I say Bechorish and Bekotze Tish. So that's a problem. If it's going on Shabbos, so the Bechorish and Bekotze Tish doesn't make too much sense. So it could be, let's just speak Oisavainix, could be it's going on the beginning of the Pasuk. Sheish Yomim Pavit. 6 days of the week, you're permitted to work. But, is as man that 6 days in the week, Bechorish Bekotze Tishboi, is as man, either Shviyas or Erev Shviyas, that these 6 days you're also not permitted to work. Bechorish Bekotze Tishboi. So then it's very good. It's going on the Sheishis Yomim, so we are saying that you'll have to do Avoide, but in Shviyas or Erev Shviyas, Bechorish Bekotze Tishboi. Now let us see the Gemara in a minute. Bechorish Bekotze Tishbeis, Rabbi Kiva Oimer. So Rabbi Kiva held right away. It's not going on Shabbos. So it's going on the Sheish Shomim. So you have to be Shoivis, Mecherisha, and Ktzir. So it's going on either Shviyas or Erev Shviyas. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, ain't so chloim a Chorish Bekotze Shal Shviyas. It can't be going on the Chorish of Kotze Shal Shviyas. Shrei Kvar Nemar, Sot Cholei Sizra, Vakama Cholei Sizma. So we know that there's Isurim and Shviyas to do Avedis Karke. Elo Chorish El Erev Shviyas Shenichnas L'Shviyas. Chorish means Erev Shviyas Shenichnas L'Shviyas Bekotzer Shal Shviyas Sheyotza L'Maitzoi Shviyas. Now let us see Rashi. זאת רשי שנכנס לשביס, כל שיש לו להיכנס לשביס, שעושה לחרש לפני רששו. So that's where the Beres Hamayim, Turiyevna Rששו, seems to say that Nistos לשביס means that every Charishe, that the sole purpose of the Charishe is Shviyas, that means I don't need it for now, I only need it for Shviyas, so that's also the Chorish Tishbois, that's what speaking about. And what's the Kotzel Shal Shviyas Sheyotzel Amaitoi Shviyas means as follows. That means if something was grew a Shlish in Shviyas, so that is a din of Peirish Shviyas, and afterwards when you Kotzer it, you have to know, you have to be Noik Dusha Shviyas on it. It's also B'tzchoyre. You have to be mevayret when this man Abir comes. So that's kotzer shel shviyas sheyotzel meitzoy shviyas. That means peirish shviyas. Yeah. So what is the Gemara saying? So the Gemara is saying, what are you telling me? It's halacha lemoishe misinai. It's not halacha lemoishe misinai. It's a posik. That's the Gemara's kash. According to Rabbi Kiva. Now Rabbi Shmuel Oimer. Rabbi Shmuel held that the Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis is going on Shabbos. No, we had a problem. Why is it telling me the Bechorish Bekotzer Tishbeis on Shabbos? Blamates Malach is not to do on Shabbos. No, it's coming to tell us Ma Chorish Rishus Av Kotzer Rishus that what Ktzire is Osar on Shabbos, a Ktzire that is doing with the Charisha. Now there's no charisha that is a maisa mitzvah. Every charisha is a charisha l'tzayir chishus. So it's telling us that in Shabbos one is not permitted to do a ktira that's doima l'charisha. Ma'achorish rishus, afkotze rishus. Yotzo ktir ha'oimer shehu mitzvah. Oba ktir ha'oimer is a mitzvah. So that is Tzir HaOimer is a mitzvah, so that is Doiche Shabbos. So Rabbi Shmuel holds that the Pasuk is coming to tell us that Tzir HaOimer is Doiche Shabbos. What does Rashi say? Ma'achorish Rishus B'chol Mokim. You will never find a mitzvah of Charisha. Yeah. Tzir HaOimer is Mutar Liktzer B'Shabbos. You'll have to be Kaitzer B'Shabbos. Shehi Shel Mitzvah. Afar Pi Shemotza kotza, even though he'll find kotwe kaitza, there's a mitzvah to be kaitza. the beinan tira lishmoyev to be kaitzer for the oima. Avali motza chorish ein echayrish. So memele so charisha is never a mitzvah, and ktsire is a mitzvah. So we learn out from this posik, according to Rabbi Shmuel, that ktsiras oima is deiche shabbos. About Kaponim, we were in the middle of Akasha. We had Akasha over here, according to how could you say it's Allah Lamoisha Misinai? We see that Rabbi Kiva has a posik that Taisvish Shviyas is awesome. Elo Omar Rav Nachman Bayitzok, Ki Gmiri Hilchese Lemishre Yalde. That's right, you're right. Allah Lamoisha Misinai is coming to tell us that Esel Netiyas, if you have 10 young trees, you're allowed to be chayrish, at shviyas. So the Allah L'maisha Messina is coming to tell us a heter. And kroi l'maisa's kaine. And the pasuk is coming to tell us anisa, that trees which are not young anymore, they're old, so you're allowed to be chayrish them, tais v'shviyas. So the Gemara asks, the kiven de hilchese l'mishre yalde, Lav me meila zekein asire. And so the Gemara is Samir de Kekash. You don't need a posik to tell me that it's also. If I have a loch l'moishe Messinai that tells me that you're allowed to be chayrish for a yalde, so I can figure out that for a skein, you're not allowed to be chayrish. So again, so why do you need the posik? Elo, the Gemara says, Hilchese le Rabbi Yishmoel, Kroi le Rabbi Kiv. So the Gemara says, Enochanami. According to Rabbi Kiva, there's no Allah L'maisha Misinai. According to Rabbi Kiva, you learn how Teis V'Shviyas from a Pasuk. And according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Pasuk is telling us something else, that Teis V'Shviyas Deich HaShabbos. So he takin learns Teis V'Shviyas from Allah L'maisha Misinai. Let us see Rashi. Hilchese lemeishri yalde esanetiyas ad reish shoshone. Kroi lemeise zekeino shloishim yem koidim reish shoshone. Va'osu beishami bilu gozul mi peisach vadetzeres. Now let's get back into the whole swing. So again, it's ad reish shloishim yem. And then beishami was gozul. Beishami said, well, gozul from peisach and shvuas, and then Ram Gamliel was mad. So the Gemara says you don't need a posik to tell us that Teis V'Shviyas is also memele shamet mino this kain no also lachish. If you have a loch l'maish misinai that a yald is muta, so we see that this kain is also. El hilchese l'rabi Yishmoel le'nofik le'mikroi dorish l'kro l'drosh achine l'hoitzi k'tzir ha'oima. So the halach is coming for Rabbi Shmuel. Zok the Gemara weiter. We still don't know pshat in Rabdim is Memre, what Rabbi Yochanan said. So that's this whole sugya is bringing up to Rabdim is to what Rabbi Yochanan, how Rabbi Yochanan wanted to explain Rabdim is Memre. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, now Rabbi Yochanan said, Ahonu Mahalach, Rabbam Gamliel Ubeis Dinoi Midaraise Botolo. No. Not the way you were learning till now, that there's an Issa D'Arais from 30 days before Shviyas. And that less man the Polig that it's also. Now there's an Issa D'Rabbonon. And Issa D'Rabbonon, Beshami B'Silol Asadit, and Ram Gamliel Beis Dinoi was Mata. No. Ram Gamliel U'Beis Dinoi Mid'Arais Botolo. Ram Gamliel U'Beis Dinoi were the vatel, the iso the araisa. That means they were chaylik on you said now that there's an iso the araisa, but kivis a posik, and thus, the Rabbi Gamliel said that it's mutter. Maitai.
Gomar Shabbos Shabbos Mishabbos Bereisus. They learned a gzere Shabbos. Shvius is called Shabbos, and Shabbos Bereisus is called Shabbos. We'll have a gzere Shabbos. Malo Holon, just like Shabbos Bereisus, he asura lefonel lachel motor. By Shabbos is no din taisvis. Afkan, he asura lefonel lachel mutorim. So memela, they had a gzere shove, and with this gzere shove, Ramon Gamliel was mater the Issa. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Idaraisa botloi, kloima ashkechu smach mina teure, lohochi botloi hilches. So before we go further, so now we'll understand what we have started learning. Now let us just look what Rabbi Yochanan had said. I'm going to ask Kash Rabbi Yochanan, but look here, we're finished. Rabbi Yochanan Oma, let's go back to Daf Gimel Amud Bey. Rabbi Yochanan Oma, Yomim Sheisifu Chachomim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that Rabbimi said, Yochel Yilke Ala Taisvis, So Rabbi Yechon says, no, what the Taisvis was, Yomim Sheisifu Chachomim Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Vachi Koma Yochel Yilke Al Taisvis Rosh Hashanah. I would think you're like on Taisvis Rosh Hashanah, the Osim Bechorish Bechotzer Tishbe, that's Rabbi Kiva's memory. The Nosim Lo Talmud Lepture, and but Rabbi Yechon said, but there's a riot that is no Malkis. Antaisvishvis, because there's no isav taisvishayim, there's no isav taisvishvis. But let's again see Rashi. The osim ibachorish ibekosik tama lekamam meniyin leshvis reksib sod chalaisizma vekamam chalaisizma neilin yeshishish and ichnas leshvis the beshishish nami yosa. So Memele, so that was Rav Dimi said that there's be a mocker to say there's Malkis and Taisvis Shvi'is. And then they said, V'nosu lo tamud l'pturik, to be Memele kamo, Gomo Shabbos Shabbosim is Shabbos Bereishis. Pekel, Rabbi Gamliel said, no, it is mutter, there's no din Taisvis. You learn out Shvi'is from Shabbos Bereishis. So we finished. That was Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in Rav Dimi's memory. Now now the Gemara is going to be mefalpel b'divrei Rav Yochanan guf. Frek the Gemara, maskif lo Ravashi. Ravashi is the kash Rav Yochanan. I don't understand. Man da oma hilchese. According to Rabbi Shmuel, that's a loch l'moishim yisine that teis v'siz osa. Osi gzere shova okre hilchese. So the Rishava can be Eike the Hilchese. Uman the Yom HaKron, according to Rabbi Kivi, learns that from a Posik, Bechosh Vekosa Tishbeis, Osik Zei Rishava, Okri Kro. How can it do such a thing? Now, we don't understand the Kasha. I mean, Zei Rishava, what's the problem? So Rashi says, Man the Yom HaHilchese, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah Osa, Osig Zereshova Okle Hilchase Kloima Mishum Zereshova de Inhu Gmiru Minafshayu. They alone thought up of a Zereshova Mishabes Botlo Hilchase in Odom Dom Zereshova Meatsmoy. So it's very unclear over here. It would seem from Rashi that the Gemara knew that there's no such gzeir shove nimsa mi Sinai, so they made up a gzeir shove. So the kash is made up gzeir shove ki biyoika loch la maishvisin ki biyoika raposik. I mean, lechayr et stamzimodna. There's no such thing as a made up gzeir shove. I mean, the whole thing is very, very unclear. Some beiris hamayim, he wants to say that not necessarily do we have to say that the Gzeir Shav is made up. No, it could be that it was like a Gzeir Shav, you learn out Shabbos.
But how do you know to make the Gzeira Shova to learn out Shviyas from Shabbos? Maybe learn out Shabbos from Shviyas, and there's a Din Tosfos by Shabbos. That's the kasha. I have a Loch HaMoshe Mishinai in a Pusig that tells me that there's an Isser of Tosfos Shviyas. Now you're saying you have a Gzeira Shova. So he says, how to learn the Gzeira Shova that you made up already? That was your conclusion. The Gzeira Shova was Nimsa Shabbos Shabbos. Good, the Isser is a Gzeira Shova. But the way how to learn the Gzeira Shova and to assume that the Gzeira Shova is coming to tell me that there's no Din Tosfos, Afshalam Fakel. That's he wants to say Pshat Merash. Al Koponim, Ravashi shlugged up Rav Yochanan's Pshat. Elo Omar Ravashi. So now Rav Ashi said a new Pshat. Rabban Gamliel u Beis Dinoi Sovri lo ke Rabbi Yishmael. Rabban Gamliel u Beis Dinoi Sovri lo ke Rabbi Yishmael. Da Omar Hilchus Gmirlo. That Tosfos Shviyas is also a loch lemoish misima. Bechi gemiri hilchus abizman shebeis amigdash kaim dum yedin isu chamay. And the gemiri is after when the beis amigdash is kaim, because we see the loch lemoish misini was nimsa isu chamayim arove and Tosfos Shviyas eson etiyas. So now, these two mitzvahs, Nisach HaMayim and Arove, are mitzvahs which are noig only bizman abayit. And this halacha l'moshe misinai was nimser together with these two halachas, which were Beis HaMikdashtik halachas. So, it would seem that the halacha of Tosfos Shviyas was only nemar when the halacha of Nisach HaMayim applies, the halacha of Arava applies, and since this halacha only applies with mana bayit, so Tosfos Shviyas also applies only with mana bayit. I was mentioning something mikdash kayim loy. So the Ritva says, so the Emerson, now we don't have to say the whole dreidel from before. We could say that Rabban Gamliel, we'll see what Rabban Gamliel was machadish, but Rabban Gamliel was machadish that there's no Tosfos Shviyas min haTorah bizman hazeh. So as long as there's no Tosfos Shviyas min haTorah, so memele all the takonis of Beishame Bisilu automatically fall off. That means their hachokas were only said when there was a deraisa dika hachokah of shloishim yoim, so they made a derabonu dika hachokah from Pesach and Atzeres. But as soon as the deraisa dika hachokah fell off after the churban habayis, there was no din hachokah at all. So there's no din Tosfos Shviyas. So memele, that was what Rabban Gamliel was machadish. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Kigmiri hilchus bezman shebeis amigdash kaim." The chishor Rabban Gamliel beis dinoi bezman shein beis amigdash kaim. Now the lashon of Rashi is very shver. I mean, if the hilchus was only bezman shebeis amigdash kaim, so why do you have to have a heter of Rabban Gamliel who beis dinoi? Bizman shein beis hamikdash kaim. If the hilchus was only till then, so it's mutter, so finish. Why didn't you need a heter? Rashi is unclear. Let us learn about the last Tosfos that explains this. Elo marabashi, Rabban Gamliel, kloima, vadai midaraisa botol. The lav hain the time it could come out, the way you said, the way Rabbi Yechonin said, alasfirilei ke Rabbi Yishmael. He was like Rabbi Yishmael. Because Dayek Rabban Gamliel was Medayek, Mashaiche Tosfos Shviyas Gabi Nisach Shanitnu L'Moshe Gabi Adonu. That Rabban Gamliel had a Ha'ore. Why were these two Halachas given together, a set, Nisach HaMayim and Tosfos Shviyas? The Bechol Mokim Shoyne HaNishloyshe B'Yachad. The kach nitnu, they were nimsar, these three halachas together. Elavadi lemeilev samchino rachmonim.
So Tosfos is very good. That means this Shtik Torah, that Tosfos Shviyas is only Noyeg Bizman HaBayis, was Rabbi Gamliel's Shtik Torah. That means who would ever call him of such a thing? But Gamliel was Ma'ayin. Why was the Aloch L'Moshe Mitzinai of Tosfos Shviyas Nimsar together with Nisach HaMayim? So he came to the conclusion because that's a Giloi, that Bizman She'ein by Nisach HaMayim, there's no Tosfos Shviyas. And that's Rabbi Gamliel's Hashtik Teiros. That's also Rabbi Gamliel. That means Rabbi Gamliel, no one knew this. They were knowing Tosfos Shviyas after Chulban HaBayis. Am Gamliel said, Rabbi Sai, no. The whole thing, so that's that he was matter, then he's talking about matter. Rosh Narashi is not mashma like that. Now, let us see Taisvis. Yochel Yilke al Taisvis shall Rosh Hashon. So now, Radimi brought down that it'd be a Havamine, that one, we should be like on Taisvis shall Rosh Hashon. In time, in fact, Tosfos Malkus Minola. I feel you ever have a meaning that there's a din of Tosfos, but where's their Malkus? Valoi likes the Tosfos love. Elasei grade bechorish ubekotzer tishbei. So the mitzvah asay of shvise. So how do you get Malkus? So we had mentioned at the beginning of this sugya that Ritva says we're not talking about Malkus the Raisa. We're talking about Malkus the Rabbanon. Just like there's a din Sukkah Shana Oisa, Lulav Shani Eheni Noitel Makin Oisa. So a male of a person wants to do Malachi will prevent him. He should be Mekayim the Mitzvah Sasei. And Rashi Niksav Yad also says this, Malkus Mardis. But Tosfos didn't learn like that. Ikala Meima, Dimi Bechorish Ubekotzer Mafkinen Ditzorich Tosfos. We learn out as a din Tosfos. Now what does Tosfos mean? Kloima Shahashviz Mascheles Mishona Hashishis. Tosfos means that the Shviz with all its halachas start earlier. The Chodin Shviyas Yilashish, that's Pshat Tosfos. That this man, the Hilchah Shviyas starts in Shishas. The Hochi Koma Rachmone, the Shviyas Mascheles, Koidim Shnas Shviyas, Imkeinu Kishviyas, that is Pshat, Imkeinu Kishviyas. So it's a Meiridike Tosfos. So Tosfos says Pshat, that, Tosfos says Pshat that Tosfos Shviyas is a gilu yakro that dine Shviyas start in Shishas. So Mamela, if there's Malkus and Shviyas, automatically there'll be Malkus in Shishas. That's what Tosfos says. And the Tosfos Harosh, he wants to bring a raya to this Yisod. He brings the Gemara in Yume. The Gemara in Yume speaks about Tosfos Yom HaKippurim. There's a mitzvah of Tosfos. The Gemara brings that Roshe that in Tosfos Yom HaKippurim there's no chorus. So it's like the Tosfos HaRosh. Why do you need a posik to tell me there's no chorus? I need a Roshe that there's no chorus. Be'etzem HaYom is ever nichrusa. Be'etzem HaYom. Not Tosfos. So he says, so you see from this that the gather of Tosfos is that Yom Kippur starts before. That's the gather of Tosfos. So Yom Kippur starts before, so Hamelde becomes before. So I have a special drosha that the Tosfos of Yom Kippur is not pshat that the Yom Kippur starts before. But Al Kaponim, the Tosfos HaRosh brings a riot to Tosfos Yisod, that the gather of Tosfos is that the Zman HaOso starts earlier. There's a beautiful kasha that the Kerem Oire and Rabbi Kevega ask from the Gemara further. The Gemara further, and I'm Dalit, we just learned. The Gemara said the Gemara asked a kasha, how can you say that Aloch Elamayshim Yisinai Tosfos L'chayre Tzaposik B'chorish B'kotze Tishbos? So the Gemara answered, Rav Nachman by Yitzhak said, no. The Chorish, the Halach L'Moshe Mesina is coming to tell us
that Esanati is Amuta. And the Pasuk is telling us that a Zakena is also. So the Gemara asked Akasha, please, if you have a Loch Lamoisha Misinai telling us, if you have a Loch Lamoisha Misinai telling us that Esanati is Mutter, is Eiskishpart, that Zakena is also. And the Karen Eure as follows. So they ask that, if I would only have Aloha Lamaisha Misinai to tell me that Esel Neti is Amuta, that's the only Aloha Lamaisha Misinai. So, would there be Malkis? It means that the Aloha Lamaisha Misinai is telling me you are allowed to be Chayrish by Esel Neti. That's Aloha Lamaisha Misinai. So I could derive from this, I'm not allowed to be chayrish by zekeinis. That's true. But that, the best that would be alav abo michlal asay, I wouldn't say that you get malchus. That means if the loch lemoish mishin only told me a heter, so I can derive that from this heter, it seems that zekeinis are awesome. So there's an issa by zekeinis. But I would never be able to say that Shviyas starts from Erev Shviyas. I would never be able to say that. So Fakir, so Bechorish, Bechotzer Tishbeis is coming to tell us. So Rav Nachman of Yitzchak said a beautiful word, that the Loch Lamoish Mishin is coming to tell us a Heter, and the Bechorish, Bechotzer Tishbeis is coming to tell us that Shviyas starts before. You'll get Malkis Erev Shviyas. That's what they both ask on Taisvis. Zog Taisvis weiter, Ada Zeres, Tainu Yoyser, that means that you have more time to be Chorish. The Bechol Mokim, Beishame Lechumre, Beisilo Lekula, Lavad Mei Oysen, Dvorem de Kechoshev Beidyis. Ukroivim Divrei Eilu, Kamash Malon, the Gemara says the Zman of Beis Shammai and the Tzeres of Beis Hillel, it's the close one to the other. Kamash Mondein Beis Shammai Machmirim Ela Ma'at al Beis Hillel. Lashminim Mirsai de Beis Shammai Pirishoch. So then the Gemara says, that Rabbi Gamliel or Beis Dinoi were mevatel the Hachoke that Beis Shammai Beis Hillel had made. The Gemara asked, how can they be mevatel a takone that was made from a previous bezel, which is Godel Mehem? The Gemara said that when the takone was made with a leeway called a reitzel levatel, yavi biyevatel. So what is pshat in this? Shemo yiskalkulu akakots. That means when Beishami and Beis Hillel made this takone, they were aware, could be, there'll come a time that the kakois will become inferior, they'll become niskalko. The eino megadlim tvue beloi cherisha they won't be megadl tvue beloi cherisha v'achas manze. That means in a later time they'll become niskalko, they won't be megadl tvue without cherisha. Is his nushe kayech lahatel, Letzrichim, that if there'll be a need to be matter, there'll be matter. Shechoshu lehevsed rabim shela yigrimu lo leoilam. They were choshed that they shouldn't be goyrim lo leoilam. Lechayre, it would seem that what Rashi says, ve'ein megadlan tvua b'loi charishe, he's calculated, ve'ein megadlan tvua b'loi charishe, I think, the Tvua means the Tvua of Shviyas. I mean, what Tvua are we speaking about? That's what they were afraid of. The Tvua of Shishas we mentioned before from the Chazanish, that there was never any sign there. So Lechayre, that they wanted that the Svichim that grows in Shviyas should be able to grow up upon him, and they realized there might come as man that the kakois will become inferior and they won't grow without a cherisha in shishis. So therefore, their issa was given with a loophole that if the chachmei hazman will later decide that to take off this issa, they can take off this issa.